We get started. I want to welcome everyone here to the Centerfield City Planning and Zoning meeting tonight. We'll go ahead and get started with a roll call. Christy Garf.
Here.
John Hansen.
Here.
Colin Edwards.
Here.
Brandon Childs. I'm here. Jaden Sorensen.
Here.
Randy Hunt.
Here.
She's filling in for Lacey for us tonight. We'll go ahead and get started. We'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. Colin will lead us in that, after which we'll have an invocation given to us by John Hansen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our dear and Father, we're grateful that we can gather here today as citizens of Centerfield and Planning and Zoning Commission. Father, please bless us with thy spirit tonight that we may make the best decisions for the citizens and the city. Father, we're grateful for the valley we live in and the freedoms we enjoy here. Father, please watch over and protect the servicemen and women that protect those freedoms and bless them and their families. Father, we're thankful for the moisture we've received and ask that thou would please bless us with enough to sustain us through this summer. These things we pray for and ask for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Colin. John. let's see. So we'll go ahead and did everybody get a chance to review the minutes from our previous meeting?
Yes.
Is there anything we need to adjust or look at there? If not, we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from our previous meeting on March 26, 2026.
So moved.
I have a motion from John Hansen to approve our minutes from March 2026. Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Colin. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. All right. I guess we have a new planning and zoning member, Cody Levickson, who's here tonight. He will be sworn in, I guess, next month because Lacey's not here right today. So we'll go ahead and do that, I guess, next month on there. But welcome.
Thank you.
So look forward to that. I guess we'll move into the building permit for Desiree Christensen. You want to come up and tell us a little bit about that and what you're doing, what your plan is?
So it's the building where the old post office used to be. I would like to add onto the back of it so I can add a kitchen area to it and then extend the bathroom that's already in there to add a shower. And then I want to my plan is to rent it, use it as a rental. So okay. Right now it's just sitting vacant.
Is that the plan, this one, the plan layout for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So the current is where this line is and then you're adding this back portion?
That's correct, yep.
Okay.
How many square feet will be total?
1,050 when it's done.
I think for a residence, isn't it 1,100?
Uh-huh.
So we would need
We'll add some more
50 square feet.
We'll add more square footage to the new addition.
That's what's been in the ordinance that
right.
Well, it has to be 1,100 square feet.
Okay.
So if we could get you to probably add 2 feet one way.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Then I wouldn't have any problems at all.
Okay.
Setbacks look fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's anything with that. I looked at it there on that one. 100 feet off the back and 58 from the side, 25 from the other side. And that added to the front. So. Anybody else have any other questions with that or comments?
I do have one question.
Yes.
So right now, when I was working, when I was running it as a post office, I was being charged as a business, like on my water bill and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Will that change?
I would think it would be a commercial.
Do you know who I need to talk to about that?
Probably Lacey would be the one to change that, but I don't know if it... When you go to city council for the building permit,
okay.
Bring that up to
okay.
them and
okay.
have that clarified
okay.
at that time.
Okay, I can do that.
I think that would be the best.
Okay.
Because, if it's just that, it should be better.
So we'll make an adjustment to the size of that to get inside the square footage, and we resubmit plans to you guys.
I'm concerned, if you'll get those plans redrawn up, like I would move to approve it tonight
okay.
and have those ready for city council.
Okay.
And then we'll just make them aware that, hey, the plan's adjusted to hit the 1,100 square feet.
Okay.
Awesome.
That way you don't have to wait another month to come back here.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I suppose it's a slab on grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I guess if there's no other questions, we can entertain a motion to recommend the building permit for Desiree Christensen with the change of 11, so it makes the unit 1,100 square feet when it's completed on there at 45 East 100 North.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from John Hansen to approve or recommend the building permit for Desiree Christensen at 45 East 100 North with the stipulation that the unit will need to be 1,100 square feet when it's completed. All in favor or no? Do we have a second?
Can I amend that?
Yep.
Just a minimum of 1,100 square feet.
Okay.
We don't care if you go bigger.
Right. Yes.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so we have a... an amendment to the motion to make sure that it's 1,100 square feet or more. And then we have a second to the amendment. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have an amendment from Jaden, a second from Christy on the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. So the next city council meeting, is that on the 5th?
No,
no.
It's going to be on the 20th.
The 20th? Okay. So the 20th of May is when, and that starts at 7, correct? Okay, so 7 p.m. May 20th, we'll bring those updated plans for them.
And there shouldn't be any impact fees associated with that at all.
I wouldn't think so, because it's already
connected. It's already got sewer and water.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They have plans to utilize the same connections and sewer and everything that's in the building.
Yeah, so we should be fine there. Okay. All right, I guess we'll move forward with the building permit for a walkout basement, I guess, from Gable Briggs. Looks like Shannon MacArthur standing in for him on there.
I am representing for Gable and Riley Briggs. They had to travel to Arizona to a wedding, so they asked me to
fill in for
them. Fill in, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I don't know what I do here. Just
tell us what the plan is.
So the plan is to make a basement approach, a walkway into their basement of their home right now. So they would remove some dirt and soil, remove some sidewalk, replace it, and then make a walkway into the basement. Remove a window into the house so they'd have an access to the basement. Instead of having to go through the house and into the basement, they could just enter into the basement.
Okay.
Is this so they can rent the basement out?
I think in their term of, in their short term use, yes. Eventually, that's kind of one of their goals to do that, yes.
Okay. What's the square footage of the home, do you know?
I don't have any idea.
Yeah.
It's pretty big, though.
Yeah,
it's pretty big. It's I really don't know.
Okay.
So the existing
much are they going to have to excavate out? I mean, because it's flat there, so they're going to have some drainage issues if they're not careful.
They have that already in plan. They are going to raise the grade because the dirt down negative flows to the house. Mm-hmm. So this will help cure that negative flow to the house by making it flow away. And then there's two little tiny steps that lead over to the side garage over there that cement will also be adjusted. So they get a
slope.
At least that's my understanding. So that will flow positive away from the house.
Okay.
Because right now, yeah. So
it's just sloping right there. It's sloping to the house.
Sloping into the house. So the drainage from all of that roof line kind of flows right there. So their idea is to also cure that drainage to the house. But yeah, I think twofold, they want an entrance to the basement and then eventually trade that out to rent the basement. So they get it.
Is it covered over the stairs?
I'm sorry?
It doesn't look like it. It's just open. It's not covered or anything like
at
that.
At this point, I think it's just open. Just an open stairwell.
So they'll probably have to do some type of a drainage down the bottom, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm sure they have something there. I would hope so.
Right. Be smart.
Yeah. So they do have a porch. I'm going to approach right
yep.
here.
Go ahead.
But this is the existing house, and then this is porch. So it's like a freak. It's already, it's a porch. This makes it look like it's all part of the house, but this is porch, and then this is garage. It's actually two garages.
Right.
There's a carport and a garage, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But this space is already a porch. So this walkout will follow parallel to the porch, the existing porch, and then come up, and then be even with the sidewalk of the steps that comes down already. So those will kind of, you either go up to the porch, starting here, or you come out of the basement, starting in the same space right there. And then they've got the handrail that would be there to protect that space from falling off of that.
Right.
Yeah, that handrail. So the porch, the existing porch goes to about right here. And then this step continues out, and then the end of the step off of the porch actually ends right there.
Okay. So both of them are right there together?
Yeah, so they'll be there together at the end of that step.
Anybody have any other questions? I guess if no other questions, we can entertain a motion to recommend the building permit for the walkout stairs, I guess, for the basement. For Gable Briggs at 310 South 100 West.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from John Hansen to recommend the building permit for the walkout stairs for Briggs. Gable Briggs at 310 South 100 West in Centerfield. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second from Jaden Swartzen. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously there. So May 20th then, 7 p.m. That's going to be coming.
Okay.
They may have some other questions or whatnot, but that's where they'll approve for the building permit. On there, so.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Yep, thank you. Okay, I think there is some, hope everybody got a chance to review the code changes, the lists in that section. There. biggest thing was the cul-de-sac that was listed in there, or that was being added, and then the right-of-way, or the paved portion of the street. I don't know why it was 6622 in there before, but apparently.
So if this is subdivision, then it'd be 66 feet of asphalt.
Right.
If it's regular road, it wouldn't be 66 feet. Right?
I think you're right. I don't know what it said at the top there. But I think it's part of the subdivision because they're talking about the cul-de-sacs in there too, right?
Right.
So I think we are under the subdivision, so it should be, whether it's right. A minor or a collector, it's still a 66, right?
Should be.
I did notice in there, though, somewhere, I think when it was talking about the cul-de-sacs, it said something about 50 feet, the right-of-way width of 50 feet, but I don't know why it... I mean, is it narrower for a cul-de-sac than it is a regular street?
I think you'd want 60 as well, but then the circle and the cul-de-sac would have to be obviously more dependent.
Right. It says 100 in there.
Right.
And then the length of it can only be 400 feet. Is what it sounded like from what I understood there. But I was confused with the 50. I didn't know why it didn't say 66. I don't know what everybody else's thoughts are on that. But
where is that at?
If you scroll down to the bottom... Page 2.
Page 2.
Yeah. It's G.
Yeah, I think that should be 66 feet as well.
I agree.
Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking. I don't know. I think the 8 feet on the easements was good there, right? Lot lines, side lines.
I think it used to be 10 feet.
Right. Is that on the back? Because what did we change the offsets on there?
I think, Jed, if I can cut in, just said 8 feet for fire code. That's why they got changed.
That's why they went
back
to 8.
Okay. But he just said 8 feet.
Okay.
But, you guys can make a call.
I'm just thinking, because I know on a few places it was 10 feet, because, like, there's pipelines in people's front yards down by our places, and I want to say it's 10 feet. My question is, if we change that, do those revert back? And I don't know where the pipes and stuff are on those.
That's true too. And I also know 5 feet setbacks in the back, and that's where most of the pipes would be.
Right, but then it's 5 feet both ways.
Well, unless
there's a fence,
I guess.
Like, if the fence is on the property, then it's supposed to be 5 feet, so if we had to get in there, you could technically go take the fence out. But.
Because I think they only changed the offset in the back, wasn't it, to 5
yes.
feet? The rest were still 10 on both sides, but this is saying in the back they want 10 feet, or 8 feet, but I don't know if that should be different for a cul-de-sac versus a regular lot.
I would think in the back it should all be the same.
So wouldn't you make that 5 as well? Because that's what it's... I mean, that's the way the other code reads. I don't know.
Yeah, 5 and 10 sounds great.
And instead of doing the 8 that's listed there.
It does say easement of not less than 8 feet. I just think on that, I mean, if you're having to get in somebody's backyard, you're not going to get in at a 5-foot spot.
No. They got super minis now.
Yeah, but what if you're going to dig it?
It'll suck. Trust me.
Yeah, so that's what I'm wondering, if we do just go to that 8 and move it back to the 8 cause from the 5.
But people get super frustrated with that and screwed out so far. So
I understand,
maybe it should just be.
But if you're in the back of somebody's yard
let's just make sure that when we approve a building permit moving forward, if there is a pipe in there, then we can address that with an actual pipe easement versus moving the setback. We would just, what we should have in our ordinance is if an easement, a set easement, so if there is a pipe, then we just need a little extra, only because there's a pipe back there. versus making everybody go clear out.
I guess the hard part is if you've got an 8-foot easement and a 5-foot offset, it doesn't really work very well.
No, it wouldn't.
Right?
That's right.
So that's why it probably needs to be the same, but I don't know why they changed it to 5 feet. I guess that took place a while ago on there, and it took...
We had a resident that came in and wanted to change, and they persuaded enough people to change it.
Right. So now it's 5 feet. I guess the point is, do we do 5 and 10 so that it matches, or do we go back to...
Do a minimum of not less than 5 feet on the back, which would be fine.
And then do just 10 feet on the side.
If we go not less than 5, then we can always go up if we need to in those situations.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. And I'm just assuming, if there is a pipe in the yard, then obviously if we set that, hey, there's an easement here, we can.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And an easement is different than an offset, I guess. So.
Right.
I don't know. But it seems like you would want it the same or less than that, so. Alright, so 66 foot for the right away. And then we're going to do 8-foot offset on the sides and 5 foot on the back. Is that what we're seeing? For the easement? Excuse me.
Not offset. Not less than an 8-foot easement on the side and not less than 5 foot on the back over here.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I think we're thinking. Talking about is just the concrete thickness for the sidewalks versus the driveways.
Yeah, can I come up just for a second?
Sure.
Okay, because Sherry wanted to ask you. But I guess my question is, I'll get up here. Is in a one-lot subdivision, it's easy, right?
State your name for us.
Public Works. Super important.
All right.
But in a one-lot subdivision, it's easy, right? We know where the driveway is going to be. We're talking about like a big subdivision, like in the Westons. I just need to figure out what the plan is. Where it's roller curb, so you can put the driveway anywhere. Do we want to pull it out and make it 6 inches? Do we want to make it just pour the whole sidewalk 6 inches? This is where it got tricky, because I told her I wasn't even going to call Mike until I talked to you guys to see. Well, because Travis is pretty adamant about getting 6-inch driveway cement.
Right. It'll just crack and break otherwise.
Well, poor compaction cracks and breaks, whether it's 6 or 4. But
right.
We just need good compaction. My question is, what do we do in a subdivision where they just have roll curb versus high back curb, and there's not like a designated spot? Do you want this to pull concrete and make it 6?
So I would say you could have the option, is if you put in the driveways, then it can be 6 inches where they put the driveways, if they elect to do that, or if it's left up to the person that buys the lot, then it has to be 6 inches across the whole thing.
That's fair. I mean, because like I'll help Sherry put together an ordinance. I didn't even know where to even start, right? Okay.
So is this on an existing subdivision or future subdivision?
I'm assuming it's future.
Okay.
Right.
I was just trying to make sure that we're...
Because we can't go back and make them do something.
Right, exactly. That's what I was trying to understand, so...
Easy, right?
So I would assume...
And if they decide to move their sidewalks, and if they have it designed to where, you know, this is where we want them, and if they move it for whatever reason, the property owner, whoever buys it...
And they have to cut the curb anyway.
They have to cut the curb, and they're going to have to...
Well, that's the problem. They don't have to cut curb because it's just real curb, right? See, that's why they do just the real curb, so that whoever buys it can put their driveway wherever they want.
Mm-hmm.
in the whole thing.
I would probably say if they're going to do the roll curve, then it should be 6 inch all the way through.
And I'd probably be fine with that.
So, I don't know. That would be my thought with it.
Fair enough.
I mean, they're trying to give flexibility to the customer that buys the lot, right? By doing the roll curve instead of having to make them cut it. So why wouldn't you give them the flexibility by having it all 6 inch throughout?
That sounds perfect.
And then it alleviates any issues or alleviates more possibilities of issues for the city.
Yeah, because I didn't want to start just cutting out where a driveway was going to be and then having this much cement everywhere too.
Right.
But
yeah, that's what I would suggest.
I'm just a public works. I let you guys make hard decisions.
We appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Well, then at least we know where to start moving forward.
Yep.
Me and Sherry. We'll be so good.
It's 4 feet wide, right?
6 inches. 4 feet wide, yes.
Talks about the require a drainage plan, but I think that's still part of our subdivision that they have to put a drainage plan together, right? So that's nothing new. Right, I think so too, so that it's part of the cul-de-sac section. So we just need to rewrite that concrete thickness for sidewalks and stuff so that it pertains to that, how that works. And I'm not 100% sure if the purpose of this was to make the adjustments now and send it to City Council for approval, or if it was redo and then rediscuss again next month.
If we do that, I would like to rediscuss it just to read through it some more.
Make sure.
If changes are made, then we can, because honestly I haven't looked at it a whole lot to review it as much as I should have.
Mm-hmm.
Before we send it to City
Council. I didn't know if City Council had reviewed it at all. Sometimes they review it and send it to us. I just didn't know if that's...
We need to review it in this body and have it ready to send to them so they just vote for it.
Okay. Then they would suggest that's what we do.
Table
it with the changes that we've made. And we'll try to incorporate those for our next meeting.
Okay. Yep.
Perfect. So I guess we just need a motion to table the...
I move that we table our discussion on the code, specifically the discussion on sidewalk thickness and driveways in subdivisions and cul-de-sacs until our next meeting.
All right. We have a motion to table the subdivision and cul-de-sacs code change from Gene Sorensen. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Have a second from Christy Garf. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. All right. Does anybody have anything else we need to talk about or discuss at this point? If not, I will make a motion that we close our meeting.
Move it away, Jerry.
A motion from John Hansen to close the meeting.
I'll second.
And a second from Christy Garf. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously.